What's up, good people? What's up, saints? Hope we're having a great time and hope we're having a progressive 2023. We are actually almost halfway through the year, and I want to believe that you're making some good progress. And yeah, hoping everything is all right. A long time coming. 2023 has been a bit of a roller coaster for me, but I appreciate everybody that has been able to just reach out and just, speak words of life. It's been quite a hard experience on my part and my family, but we learned to count it all joy and just to surrender to a God that is honoring, to the God that holds time and the God that holds the whole world in his hands. Yeah, so I've had the passion to just start a conversation with a lot of people, people that are within my space and beyond my space, to just, you know, call them to their greatness, because I feel this is one thing that I've been quite passionate about for some time now, and I've been able to just see the fruits and in the ability to, you know, start these big conversations with different people and just to challenge them to become what they're intended to become, you know, just to call people to their greatness, to call people to their potential. And these are conversations that I've been deliberate about, because then I know that there are a lot of people out there that probably just need a whisper, you know, a calling forth to their potential, a calling forth to their capacity. Because in each one of us, there is a seed of greatness. Everybody who's walking the earth has had a conversation with greatness, you know what I'm saying? Even the jacks of people, you know what I mean? Everybody has at a time that life had to whisper to them to call them to the greatness. And you know what's interesting? People that don't pay attention to the conversation of greatness that life then whispers to them are people that you just begin to see going through the motions of life, not committed at anything, not pushing anything, not developing anything, not willing to become a better person, become a better people. Those are people that are not paying attention to these constant conversations of greatness that life then begins to bring to each one of us. And then we have this class of people that seem to be excited about life, seem to be wanting to try this and that, seeming to want to improve this and that, seeming to want to attempt this and that. So those are people that, in a way, paying attention to these whispers of greatness that life then affords each one of us. You might be that one person right now that has had this whisper of greatness before, but maybe you just never had to pay a little attention to it. That's why I thought that this conversation is necessary for such a one, because then I want you to believe that there is a seed of greatness in you that is then waiting for an atmosphere, or rather for an environment of germination, you know. Because a seed, once it's just left as a seed, it's as good as nothing, you know. Not as good as nothing, because it can become anything, but then a seed demands that it's placed in the right environment. A seed demands that it's placed in the right space for it to become what it can become. So in every seed, there is a promised destiny, you know. In every seed, there is a promised picture. So the oak tree lies in an oak seed, you know what I mean? So every seed as a potential, or as a promise of, you know, giving out something beautiful. So is a seed of greatness in each one of us. But a lot of people then just don't know how and where and when to, you know, grab that seed of greatness that is in everybody that is walking the earth and placing it in the right environment. For others, they all need somebody to kind of remind them. That's why we feel like having this conversation is quite necessary, because then we find that cause people to the realization of what they carry, of what they have, of what they can become. You know what I mean? So you may not be in a space that actually feels like you can actually become something great, something significant. I want you to understand that when I mean great, or manifesting your greatness, I'm not talking about manifesting greatness that then the whole world is going to talk about. You know, manifesting relevance that millions are going to talk about. If you're going to pursue greatness with that notion or with that idea, you're going to find that it's going to be nothing but a journey of endless frustration. But then if you're going to pursue the manifestation of your greatness, understanding that if your life can be relevant to your family, that's enough manifestation of your greatness. And then you begin to see that once you manifest your greatness and you're targeting it, you're targeting your family to then benefit from the seed of greatness that then has been embedded to you, you find that when you win at that, it then facilitates the next chase, you know, the next fulfilling chase, not the next frustrating chase. It then facilitates the belief that you can actually be a better person in your community. You then begin to, you know, impact your community, meaning you kind of grow your space, you kind of grow your reach. You know, you're not trying to grow your reach so as to have world recognition of some sort, but then you have only come to the awareness that your greatness can then impact people beyond your family. You know, so then your life begins to be relevant in your community. Your life begins to be relevant to the young people in your space, to the young mothers in your space, to the young girls in your space, to the young boys in your space. And you see that each day then that comes gives you an opportunity to water the seed of greatness than which thing you've put in right environment. So you see that a lot of people are living with the seed inside. They've not taken the time to then put it out and then put it in the ground and then take care of that seed. And we have a lot of people that have actually died with the seed of greatness in them. But you don't want that to be your story. That's why then we have this opportunity to bring out these conversations, because then this conversation is gonna enlighten you and brings us to the awareness that there is something in us that then is demanding a manifestation. You know, there is greatness in each one of us that is demanding a revealing, you know what I mean, right? So you need to take out of the seeds from that bag. You know, you need to take them out. You're not going to keep them in that bag for long. You gotta start picking out one seed at a time and put them in the right environment. You wanna begin taking out that seed of kindness and put it in the right environment and let it grow, let it blossom. Because then when it grows, you find that it's not only going to benefit two people, it definitely gonna benefit a huge community. This is something beautiful about seeds. So how many seeds are you willing to put in the ground? And how many seeds are you just going to keep in the bag? But I hope that after this conversation, you're going back and grab those seeds from the bag and create an environment where you're going to bless them and water them and nurture them and then see them grow. And I tell you the truth, those seeds are going to bring out a great narrative. A narrative that history is not going to afford to erase. Even at the time that you're not going to be walking the earth. This is something about nurturing seeds, because then when you grow something, it's almost similar to a tree, you know. It's going to grow and it's going to bring out beautiful fruits. And that tree might actually be there for the next 20, 40 years, you know, just in case you might not live that long. But the seeds that then you're going to plant, the seeds that you're going to nurture and watch them blossom to the point of giving out fruits, will then begin to benefit not only the people that are living in your time, but then you find that it's going to benefit the people that actually live in, that are going to live beyond your time. So this is how then the issue of destiny and manifesting greatness becomes a little bit critical, because then it's not just a personal affair. It becomes a corporate, you know, it becomes a community affair, you know what I'm saying, right? Your commitment to make your life better, not only is going to benefit you, you're going to find that a lot of people are going to benefit from your commitment to make your life better, you know. So you can't afford to just walk through the motions. You know, you can't afford to just approach life with lazy hands. You can't afford to approach life with a lazy fate or something like that. But you wanna charge towards, you know, becoming a better person. You wanna charge towards, you know, growing something that is gonna live on beyond your name, because it's not just about you. It's about the next generation. It's about the next people. That's why we can't take matters of purpose, matters of greatness, any lightly. That's why it's necessary that we get to have this conversation. And this is where now mentorship actually comes in. You need somebody to, you know, help you see what you can become. You know, you need God, because God understands better what you can become, because he's the one who brought you here. So he definitely has a purpose and a plan for you, and he has a picture of how your life then can become if you're willing to cooperate, if you're willing to join hands with him, you know what I'm saying, if you're willing to work with him, you know, to manifest in that which by his design, you know, you're capable of achieving. So I just thought I could bring these, I could spark this conversation in your brain, and you begin to look at life differently, because then time is short as well. So you can't be thinking of, oh man, I'm gonna try to put this seed in the ground maybe next year, you know. I'm gonna put this seed in the ground the other year. You gotta do it now, you know what I'm saying? The condition is conducive now. So the responsibility you have now is to have the courage to pick up the seeds that you've stashed in those bags. You know, that's a big responsibility that you have now. And that's where the work is. You know, the work is not, of course, there's a lot of work then that follows after you get the seeds that you've stashed in your bags and put them in the ground, because then you're gonna have to watch the seed. You don't want to abandon. So, but the big work really is in going and having the courage to walk to your bags and put out those seeds that you've stashed there and say, I'm creating this environment, I'm creating this space, I'm preparing this ground, and therein I'm gonna, you know, plant these seeds, and I'll stay committed to watch them. You know, I'm gonna fence this environment, I'm gonna fence this space, that nobody's gonna be playing around this environment, because then this environment has in it, you know, seeds of greatness, has in it generational impact, it has in it community impact, has in it family transformation, you know, because then you have got different seeds that you've put to the ground. So now the work comes in where you gotta protect the space. You gotta guard the space, you know what I'm saying? You gotta water the seeds. You gotta water the seeds as much as you can. Not until you see them sprouting. Not until you see them, you know, blossoming and whatnot. Then you can begin to, you know, weed out. You know, you remove the weeds, you know what I'm saying? And just guard it, because then it's a journey of greatness manifestation. You know what I'm saying? I want you to look at it that way. It's a journey. This is how then the statements like life is a journey then qualifies. You know, it's a process. So manifesting greatness is a process. So then I'm trying to walk you through this process. The process of walking through the bag, the courage, the boldness, the confidence, the trust, the faith that, man, if I put this seed to the ground, it's going to grow. Not a lot of people have that. So you see that then becomes like a first step. You walk to the bag, you grab the seed, and then the next step, you've got a seed in your hand, you put them somewhere and say, I got to start preparing this field. You got to start digging. You know what I'm saying? You got to remove all everything that you feel will be hindering your the seeds from sprouting or something like that. So you begin to prepare the ground, you prepare the ground, you water the ground, you say, ah, if I leave this place, I'm protected. Maybe kids are going to come and play here and they're going to disturb the growth. So what you want to do, you want to fence the environment, you want to fence the space. So you see how the journey is going, you see how the process is going. Then you go like, ah, oh, man, I got to first skip the ground weight for a good environment for the seeds. Then you begin to water the space. You're preparing the field. You're preparing the field. And then you eventually put the seeds in the ground, you know. But you're going to keep watching. You're going to keep checking. Man, is it working? You know, which seed is about to start sprouting? Which seed is about to you know, to shoot out and whatnot? So you are aware, you know, you are aware. So you have, so in this, this is a process. So then you are aware of the fact that there is something that you're waking up. So you are aware of the fact that there's something that you're about to manifest. Very different from somebody that just has kept the seeds in the back. You know, they're not aware of anything. So then you find that they can live forever. So that's what they say, where there's no vision, people perish. So where there is no commitment to manifesting something, people perish, people waste time, people waste resources. But then if you've got something that you are pursuing, something that you are about to manifest, you'll find that at 20, at 7, at 8, at whatever time, you're aware, you're conscious of the fact that, man, I put some seeds in the ground. And then you're going to church. You're making sure that the environment is safe. You're making sure that the environment is secure. It is a process. It is a journey. It is a commitment. And I tell you the truth, eventually the seed is going to sprout. And once the seed sprouts, it's like it gives you a promise that your manifestation is coming. You know, your greatness is about to unfold. But then you see, the people that actually start off very good, you know, people that look, oh man, he got it, is about to manifest. And all of a sudden, it just goes like, whew, it just vanishes in the air. Those are people that then abandon their field, where they've put their seeds of greatness. You know, the seeds sprouted, the seeds shot out, but then they had to abandon it, they had to forsake it, and then what seemed promising just vanishes in thin air, you know. But then you, the people that you're even, you're able to trace, the man is going, is going somewhere, is building something, you know. Those are the people that are then paying attention to the seeds that they put in the ground, and they're now nurturing them. After they see them shoot, after they see them sprout, they're there to protect them from anything that might endanger, you know, the sprouted seeds and whatnot. And then they work with it through the process. And eventually you'll find that before you know it, it's the whole field, it's the whole forest, you know, it's the whole garden. And now people are reaping from that. People are benefiting from that. And now these are people that you say, wow, we saw him how he started out. It was like a dream. It was like a dream. So these are people that then are remain and stayed committed to, you know, working that field of greatness, working that field that was bearing that seeds of greatness. So, man, I just want to call you to your greatness, because I believe that in each one of us there is a seed of greatness, and you got to make a commitment, and it's now or never. You're gonna make a commitment to manifest that which has been deposited in you, because then the world is waiting. You know, the world is waiting for that manifestation, and you're gonna stay committed. You know, you're gonna put in the work, you're gonna put in the time, you know, you're gonna put in the energy, you're gonna put in the efforts, you know what I'm saying, to just manifest this greatness. And remember, greatness is never and will never be defined by, you know, external recognition, like I said, or some accolades or stuff like that. You know, it's basically about realizing your own potential, you know, finding fulfillment, you know what I'm saying, in your pursuits, finding fulfillment in your passion, in your work, you know, in your commitment, and just basically making an impact in your own unique way. So yo, I hope and I trust that you're gonna come to terms with the fact that you're not just an ordinary person, just waiting for that day that you're gonna leave the earth. But then you're one person that has been invaded with so much greatness, and what you're capable of doing can change lives. This is one of my favorite statements. Shared by Ravi Zacharias. May so rest in peace. Never underestimate what God can do through you. It could be through a song, could be through a poem, could be through a book, could be through a statement, but just never underestimate what God can do through you. So yo, don't look down on yourself. Believe in your potential, believe in your ability, believe that you can, believe in your dream, and believe in the fact that you can manifest greatness that can change the narrative. So it's about time that we walk to the bags and pull up those seeds that we've stashed there and begin to prepare a ground that is going to facilitate the manifestation of our greatness and of our uniqueness. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.